to the sunny side. Interesting story I'm about to share with you. The story about a daring female traveler who wrestles Plato kidnappers and escapes. So this is her story, as told by the traveler herself. But let's start with what was narrated prior to her telling her story. A female traveler, Lucy Jeremiah, who was abducted by nine men, kidnapped gang in Plateau State, narrated how she fought the gunmen to escape from the bush where she was held captive. It was learned that the kidnappers abducted Jeremiah and three other victims while they were traveling in a vehicle to Jos, Plateau State, from Abuja. That was on Thursday last week. The victim, who was still in trauma, told the Punch Metro in Jos on Monday at the Plateau State Police Command headquarters, where she was recuperating, that she handed her life over to God before she summoned the courage to fight the kidnappers. She said, "What happened was that we were coming back from Abuja to Jos in a vehicle last Thursday. On getting to the government science school, Kuru, in the Jos South local government area of Plateau State around 6 p.m., though I was sleeping in the vehicle, I woke up when the vehicle suddenly stopped. When I woke up, I saw a man wielding a gun. He opened the door and said we should give him our phones. He collected all our phones and money. He thereafter selected four of us in the vehicle and matched us into the bush. The kidnappers, numbering nine, asked us to call our parents and phone and demanded 5 million naira each. After we made the calls, they took us further into the bush, and out of the four persons, I was the only female among them. So the other people were guys. The victim said that she went deep into the bush. She suggested to others an escape plan, but they were afraid. Men, we're afraid. She said that they said they could not do anything because they were not with any weapon to fight the kidnappers, who were with a gun, a knife, and other weapons. So they didn't have weapons, but the kidnappers had weapons, right? By this time, some of the kidnappers were in Ishini line had left, leaving four of them with us. As we marched deeper into the bush, two of the four kidnappers were trailing behind, while two others with the gun and knife were leading us in front. At this time, I told my co-traveler victims that we should do something and that I would not follow the kidnappers any further into the bush to wherever they were taking us to, and that God will be in control. I also told them what to do, as I suggested to them that I would be the first person to grab the kidnapper carrying the gun, while they should come to my assistance if anything happened, and that was what I did. So when I grabbed the kidnapper with the gun, the other kidnapper holding a knife rushed forward and wanted to stab me in the stomach. But as I turned, he missed his target. The victim could not continue the interview as she broke down in tears. However, a spokesperson of the Plateau State Police Command, Aladapo Alfred, confirmed the incident, adding that the other victims who were rescued by the police alongside the lady had been taken to a hospital for treatment. Let me stop there with this story. Anything can possibly go wrong. Anything could have possibly gone wrong, whether in a kidnap or a robbery operation. In fact, it can be a life and death situation if your actions are not thought through. So it's not something you want to do. You don't have to start forming James Bond or Bruce Lee or what's this? Or the Arnold Schwarzenegger, right? You don't have to start forming macho at that time. Usually in a dangerous situation, the psychologists will talk about things like the fight or flight approach. Okay, it's a battle in the mind of most of the victims in this kind of situation, or whenever anyone is in danger. And one will expect to try to be calm, okay? And at the same time, you don't know your fate. You cannot determine the next line of action of your abductors or of your robbers or whoever it is that is trying to harm you. So at the end of the day, what's gonna be? Some of us, you know, rely on fate to, and some of us, like her, would rely on God. But yeah, bravery. She was courageous. She was daring. Now, she said The knife could have hit her stomach or sliced her stomach, and that could have been the end. At the same time, she could have been patient, right? And wait for her family to pay the ransom. Now, have you watched movies? Have you seen movies where armed robbers will invade an apartment and tell everybody, lie down, face down? And before you know it, the man of the house feels like, for some reason, I have to protect my family. And he stands up and he, you know, makes an attempt to confront the armed robbers. And before you know it, bah, bah, gunshots. And that's the end of that man. And at the end of the day, when they tell the story of how their father died or how the son died, they say, well, he shouldn't have attacked them now. These were carrying guns. You were not carrying any weapon. No, now. Hey. Yeah, you should have just let them carry the money. Or should have just let them. Or you should have just let them. And other people would say things like, so you dead here. Man like you, you dead here. Robbers enter your house. Thief your money. Beat your wife. Beat your children. You know if you do anything. That's the society we find ourselves. But now, let's drive home the point and ask the ultimate question. In a given situation, when you are clearly in danger, is it advisable to confront and exhibit bravery? Or should you just stay put and pray and only hope that the bad guys will be compassionate and, you know, everything will just be all right or whatever it is? 070-0923-0923. Once again, the smart number is 070-0923-0923. WhatsApp and Telegram number is 0809-030-6416. Now, do me a favor, turn down the volume of your radio set when you call. Be audible so we can hear you. And yes, there's a call screen now on standby that is waiting to take your calls before passing you on to me in the studio. So when you call, you wouldn't hear my voice first. We're live on Twitter. Twitter handle at NigeriaInfoPH. And then our Facebook page is NigeriaInfo92.3PH. So go there, watch us live, tweet your response to us, and also drop your comments in the comment session. So let's see. NigeriaInfo, good afternoon. Let's speak to Eto from Rumah Hollow. Hi, Eto. Good afternoon. Welcome to the sunny side.
Thank you, my community lady. Greetings to you.
Greetings to you. Merry Christmas.
So, was she rescued by her power or the way she fight?
Oh, dear. So sorry, Eto. Do well to call back. Nigerian, so good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Double G plus W. This is Godspower calling from Onne. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you, Godspower. Go ahead.
Good to hear your voice.
Good to hear your voice as well. Hello, Godspower. Okay. Are you still there?
Yes.
Mm.
Concerning the topic on grand, I'm very much interested.
Okay.
In life, we face risk from time to time. However, if somebody is to take risk, the person should take calculated risk. Bravery is a fine quality. Courage is very good. It's very good. However, I want to be calculative. Hello?
Yes, I'm with you.
If, for example, 10 persons came to rob a particular person with guns, 10, I don't think that would be the time for the person to tell me fight, because definitely the person will be overpowered. But if there are two, that is where calculated risk comes into play.
Okay.
One can take the gun off the hand and take the right person, defend himself or herself, and off the person goes. There is an experience in Bori. One lady, a lady and the brother, they were staying together. Eh? Some thieves came. In fact, the one that entered their room, it was the lady that held the hand robber with gun. The brothers came, assisted, and they by the robber down and took him to Bori police station. So one should take calculated risk. It's not any risk one should take. If not, one will die needlessly. And and people will come and eat rice and drink more unnecessarily.
All right, thank you. Peter from Bori Cree. Hi, Peter. Good afternoon. Welcome to the sunny side.
Good afternoon, my lady in the house.
Good afternoon.
Yeah, I like your program. I like the topic you're talking about. Well, to me, there are risks you don't need to take, especially when gun is involved. Whether you don't want to assume that there is bullet in the gun or not, when there is gun involved, you don't take such a risk.
Okay.
You don't take such a risk. So whenever you are faced with an attack that involves gun, the first thing that should come to your mind is defend, how to find a way of safety at that moment. Find a way of safety than trying to, unless you have a gun with you that you can use to face the person. And even if they are in their numbers, if you know you can, it's better to obey them, let them take whatever they want to take and go to save your own life. Because it's the person who has life that will live to see the next day. If you die, that thing you are trying to protect, you may not live to even enjoy it tomorrow.
All right, then. Thank you. Thank you so much, Peter. Sent from GRA. Good afternoon. Welcome to the sunny side.
Yeah, good afternoon. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Very well, thank you.
Go ahead. Talk to me.
Yeah. I felt compelled. Actually, I had to park to ensure that I make this call.
Interesting.
Yes, because I have my own personal experience also.
Oh, wow.
And I agree with the man that just been speaking now. That is the best advice I'll be giving to you. But sometimes in life, one just has to take some decisions.
Okay.
I'm making this comment because there was a time I was attacked by armed robbers. I was driving in a Lekaya estate, and then armed robbers attacked me. Prior to that, what my younger brother was telling me, that he knows that I usually make a comment like this, that my car is a weapon. So I will not just allow a couple of people to harass me or stop me anyhow. That I used to make those comments that if he was the one that was in my situation, he knew that they would have carried him away.
Wow.
But I was thinking that going long before that incident happened, and maybe that is why I was able to do that. But aside that, when it happened, they accosted me, they blocked me in front. You know, two guys came coming towards me. One was holding an AK-47, the other guy was holding a pistol, you know, coming towards my car. I was driving the Jeep, you know, and I put my car on reverse and I started going backward. The vehicle pursued me. I've just tried to rush a lot of stuff. Pursued me and blocked me. The minute he blocked me, the only way I could go was ahead of him. But ahead of me, we had two men who carried guns. But I heard the Spirit of the Lord spoke to me and said, ahead, ahead. I put on I engaged my gear. Luckily, it's a good car. I engaged my gear and I pressed the button as much as I could. Honestly, after that time, it was very surreal. I was no longer, I did not know if I was alive again. The adrenaline pump was so much. All I know is that I was pressing the throttle, but the car didn't seem to be moving as far as I was concerned. Then suddenly, the gunshot started. There was so much gunshot, and all of that. I passed through them. I heard a lot of sounds. Later, I found out that he took out one of my tires, busted some holes by the side of my car. Altogether, about 7 bullets entered the car. And luckily, none of them touched me.
Wow.
You know, and that was how I was able to escape them. But in all of this, it is still not the right thing to do. You know, and that's why I agree with the man that spoke just before now. Sometimes you get a divine inspiration. I believe that the same thing that happened to that lady.
Okay.
Because some of these people, because they know people will not respond, they take advantage of people unduly.
Okay.
You know, if they believe that there's going to be some resistance, I think a lot of them will think twice before even going into this kind of dastardly act.
Okay.
You know. Mm. So and aside taking that destiny you had at that time, we need to be conscious of the fact that the risk is real. It could easily go the other way.
The other way.
And once you've made up your mind about it, go about it and.
Oh dear. Winnie, are you still there? Hello, Winnie. Oh dear, we lost the call with Winnie, so sorry about that. Nigerian food, you know, turn down the volume of your radio set, please.
Good afternoon, DJ.
Hi, good afternoon. Welcome to the sunny side.
Chinke Daniel Imogator, sir.
Chinke Daniel, you're welcome.
I want to commend her for her bravery and courage.
Okay.
But I will advise every other listener not to take that risk. God saved her. That's my take on this issue. Thank you very much.
I thought we've spoken with Eto before. Eto, welcome back.
Thank you, Denise.
Yeah, you're welcome. Go ahead.
I was asking, that lady that fought, does it mean that it's a power with the way she fights that deliver her to that place or the police that intervened?
She had already done what she did before the police came now.
What was the need if you could not help yourself with your fight, with your level of intellectual and capability? You could not help yourself. Why fight you?
Are you confused, God, or you're trying to confuse me, or we are all confused?
God is a one-man movement. That is what you need to know. God is not something that you have strength, you have power. Last 2 months, a guy is at the room with Maya. Confronting her robber that came to rob with knife. One guy, they shot him within close range. And he died. He said, the one nonsense I've got the man. Because I can call him a nonsense.
Hold on. Let's not get too emotional about some of these conversations. Let's try to be realistic, okay? You are clearly hold on.
He wouldn't have confronted those guys.
Hold on.
What he needed to do, pray to your faith, believe in your faith. I know, well, maybe God will come to intervene or police will come.
Maybe.
How can you confront God?
Okay.
God is a woman movement.
Okay. All right. Thank you. I think Eto is clearly being too emotional, as it were. I don't pray to be in that kind of situation. Trust me. But then again, if I'm face to face with the reality of things that my decision at this moment determine whether I live or die, I definitely know the decision to make. Or maybe when I get to that bridge. You know, sometimes we say, when we get to that bridge, we'll cross it. But hey, my life is at stake. Chances are that these people are going to rob me and walk away. Or they're going to rob me and kill me. Or they're going to rob me and take out my vital parts for ritual purposes. Or they're going to kidnap me, collect the ransom from my family, and still kill me. Now, I'll share a personal story with you after this call with Fred from LMA. Hi, Fred. Welcome to the sunny side. Go ahead.
Yeah. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon to you. Welcome.
Yeah. I want to contribute in this program.
Go ahead, please.
Yes, for me, I commend her bravery. For me, the lesson here is, for me, I don't think everybody should respond to incidents or events or issues the way this one responded.
Okay.
We are all human. For me, life is war. That's the way I see life. Life is war. And life itself is full of challenges.
Interesting.
I think that if I'm confronted with certain events like this or situations around me, I should be led to do whatever I want to do at that point in time. For the believers, we will say, you'll be led by the Spirit of God. I'll be confronted with certain situations like that. But it shouldn't be that the way I responded is the way the other man should respond.
Should respond.
No.
Okay.
At every given point in time, there is a way that every man is built to respond to certain situations.
Mm.
So the way you do shouldn't be the way I do.
Okay.
I'll be confronted with a gun by armed robbers.
Ooh.
And I was not led to rush at them. I was only led to ask them, do you know who you are confronting? And I started walking towards them because that was how I was led. I was asked, move towards them and start talking. And as I was going towards them, I was speaking in tongues.
Mm.
And believe you me, the robbers turned around and fled away, leaving all the others that were kneeling down. So I became a savior for them. But somebody shouldn't say, because I did that, that the is the way he responded. At another given time, the Spirit of God may tell me, run away, because there's time for everything.
Everything. All right, thank you so much, Fred.
That's how it goes for me.
All right, thank you, Fred. Mrs. Owen from GRA, good afternoon. Welcome to the Sunny Side.
The book of James chapter 4 and verse 7. Submit yourself therefore to God. Resist the devil and he will flee.
Oh God, what is this? What is this? What in the world's name is this? So who's the devil? The kidnappers, the robbers, the person that's trying to attack you, the thief? Who's the devil?
They resist them and they will flee. See, the truth is this. See, if you check that girl, her father, or she came from a lineage of warriors.
Some samurai kind of stuff. Some Zina the warrior princess kind of thing.
I'm telling you, as if you check her, she's this kind of girl that will always plant a tree, jump the fence, go to the bush, do this, chase rabbit. You see, these are the things that brought us and trained us up as Africans.
Okay.
That is why our DNAs are different.
I see.
Unfortunately, among us now, they started breeding unnecessary kind of people who became so lazy and they want to drag our children to be lazy. As Africans, our children are adventurous because our fathers are the same thing. Is the African child we see running in the bush, chasing this, even under hot sun, he's running, playing football. He thought it's madness. No. That is the spirit of the father. And if he's walking on the street, somebody wants to fight him or chase him, he will resist you. That is the spirit. Oh, don't touch them on the down. If that girl would have succumbed, one of those lazy spirits, they would have raped her there, molested her there, get her pregnant there, and when she come back, after paying the ransom, she will live in that trauma. Do you know the number of girls that have been traumatized because of this rape? From armed robbers and kidnappers.
Okay.
It's better she fight them and die than for her to be raped and be molested.
So wait. It's better she fights them and dies.
I'm telling you.
So of what benefit will her death be? This is someone that has family, obviously. She has parents.
What benefit will it be after she's been...
Oh, sorry. Winnie from Igrita, welcome back. Hello.
Hello, good afternoon.
Yeah, good afternoon, Winnie. Go ahead.
Listening to hearing this topic just reminded me of something that happened to me. For me, when that stuff happened, the case of rape, I told myself that I have to do something because if I don't do something, I will live with that trauma for life and even worse than whatever I would do at that point. So, you just have to come on the college and ran away, and at that point I didn't even know that there were other people around. At the end, I was glad I did what I did, and in that situation I committed myself to God. So I commend what she did. She did the right thing. Thank you.
All right, thank you, Winnie. Ever heard of self-defense classes? You know, some karate, some taekwondo, some what's this other one called now? I know there are some of what's the word I'm looking for. There's some places where you have trainings for, you know, self-defense. Now, over the past few weeks, when you go on social media, you see some sponsored videos or some videos that people share of what you should do when in danger. If you're probably in your car and someone opens your car, or you find out there's someone in your car and the person tries to strangle you, you're supposed to do this, you're supposed to not struggle, you're supposed to put your hand inside the rope or whatever it is and then do this and then okay. So courtesy of courtesy of NYSC orientation camp, I was privileged to learn some combat. You know, there's a name they called it. What do you call it in orientation camp? Please, under the sun and in the rain, people. But then you know, on armed combat, you say two times punching. Two times punching. To the left. To the right. To the right. On armed combat. So I was really interested. It was fascinating for me. Martial arts, thank you. It was fascinating for me because, hey, so like this now, if somebody comes and attacks me, I cannot get the get that from the under, you know, that kind of thing. But I do not ever, honestly, I never want to be in that situation where I would have to start practicing what I learned. It was just for 3 weeks. I don't know if that lesson was enough for me to fight. But I asked myself today, while anchoring this particular conversation, should I be faced with that kind of situation? Should I be faced with danger? It's staring me in the face, like, see me here, what are you gonna do? Would I say, let me not put that martial art I learned into practice like this? Who knows if it is going to be my saving grace? Who knows if it is what is going to determine whether I live for another second or whether I am going to die? Is it advisable to confront and exhibit bravery when in danger? Now, it may not be a kidnap situation. It may not be a robbery. It may just be an altercation or a confrontation that goes physical between you and another human being. It could be a woman and a husband. It could be a man and his wife. It could be a neighbor and a neighbor fighting. Think about it. We go on a commercial break. When we come back, I try to take at least one more call, and then we'll go on the news break, and then we'll come back to this conversation. Just stay tuned to us.
You are tuned in to
Nigeria Info.
We'll be right back after this.
How do you like your eggs? Boiled, poached, scrambled, or sunny side up?
Well, it doesn't matter, as long as it still remains an egg.
On the sunny side, we serve you different ideologies and perspectives. Details about life experiences you can relate with.
Various worldviews, culture, and lifestyle converge, yet it's still coming to you on your number one station for talk, news, and sports. 92.3 Nigeria Info.
Be a part of the sunny side every weekday, 12 noon to 3 p.m. and let's talk.
Welcome back to the conversation. If you're just joining us, I would say you missed a greater part of it, but not to worry. Shortly, we'll go on the news break and then we'll come back and do a bit of a recap of everything that has been said so far. Take a few more calls, read the plethora of messages I see on WhatsApp and Facebook and Twitter as well, and then we will round off the conversation. So head on to Twitter at NigeriaInfoPH and drop your tweet at us, or Facebook page NigeriaInfo92.3PH. You can also drop your messages on WhatsApp. The WhatsApp number is 08090306416. And then when we come back from the news break, I can take your calls, and the smart number to call 07009230923. Now, you've been wondering, what has she been talking about? Exhibiting bravery when in danger. I did share a story of a female traveler who was abducted by a 9-man kidnap gang in Plateau State, and she narrated how she fought the gunmen to escape from the bush where she was held captive. My question is pretty straightforward. Is it advisable to confront and exhibit bravery when in danger? And so far, so good. We've had some persons share their personal experiences as to how they arrived at the decision to attack or fight. One particular comment did catch my attention. A certain Mr. Zion from GRA decided to quote the scriptures, "Resist the devil and he will flee." And in this case, the devil is the armed robber, the kidnapper, the bad guy that's trying to attack you. It's better. And he said it was better to fight, you know, and, you know, die than not do anything at all. And I asked, of what benefit will it be when you eventually die? And he asked me a counter question. Of what benefit will it be when you're still alive and they do all the bad things they want to do to you and you're going to live with a trauma for the rest of your life? Sometimes you're in a dilemma, you know, between the devil and the deep blue sea, the lesser evil. Sometimes you're in danger and then there is a fight or flight battle going on in your mind. What you decide to do in that second, in that minute, in that hour, determines what lies ahead of you. It determines your fate. So we'll come back to the conversation. Not to worry. All of you who've sent messages, I'm going to read them. All of you who have, you know, called, I'm going to revisit some of the comments made earlier. But now we go on the news break.
How do you like your eggs? Boiled, poached, scrambled, or sunny side up?
Well, it doesn't matter, as long as it still remains an egg.
On the Sunny Side, we serve you different ideologies and perspectives. Details about life experiences you can relate with.
Various worldviews, culture, and lifestyle converge, yet it's still coming to you on your number one station for talk, news, and sports. 92.3 Nigeria Info.
Be a part of the Sunny Side every weekday, 12 noon to 3 p.m. And let's talk.
My name is Denise Anisawalu. Welcome back to the Sunny Side, on your number one station for talk. Bravery is good. Showing courage is good. But then they say there is time for everything. And will that time be when you know, you are fully aware that you are in a life or death situation? Forget what Sia said. You know, Sia can be Sia. Yeah, Sia is unstoppable. It's possible. But then, what will Sia do if she was in the same situation as the female traveler, Lucy Jeremiah, who was abducted by a nine-man kidnap gang in Plateau State? So I said, for those of you just joining us, I was going to come back and do a recap. So this is the recap. She narrated how she was able to fight the gunmen to escape from the bush where she was held captive. The kidnappers abducted her and three others. She was the only lady while they were traveling in a vehicle to Jos, Plateau State from Abuja last week Thursday. She was in trauma, but she was able to narrate exactly what happened. She said she handed her life over to God before she summoned the courage to fight the kidnappers. So this is the story as told by Lucy Jeremiah. Let's see. Where did she start sharing her story? Okay, so long story short, they took their phones and then they selected four of them in the vehicle and matched them into the bush. The kidnappers, numbering nine, asked them to call their parents and demanded 5 million naira each. After they made the calls, they took them farther into the bush. And one of the four persons, she was the only female, the others were guys. She said that they went deep into the bush. She suggested to others an escape plan, but they were afraid. They said they could not do anything because they were not with any weapon to fight the kidnappers, who were with a gun, a knife, and other weapons. By this time, some of the kidnappers, were initially nine, had left, leaving four of them with the victims. As they matched up into the bush, two of the kidnappers were trailing behind, while two others with a gun and knife were leading in front. At this time, she told her co-traveler that they should do something and that she's not going to follow them farther into the bush to wherever they were taking them to, and that God will be in control. She also told them what to do. You know, she was the one sharing the plan, escape plan. She suggested to them that she would be the first person to grab the kidnapper carrying the gun while they should come to their assistance if anything happened, and that was what she did. When she grabbed the kidnapper with the gun, the other kidnapper holding the knife rushed forward and wanted to stab her in the stomach. But as she turned, he missed his target. The victim could not continue the interview as she broke down in tears. Long story short, they were sent to the hospital for checkup and treatment and all of that and all of that. And I did mention that anything could possibly go wrong in a dangerous situation. In fact, it can be a life or death situation, and your actions will either determine whether you live or you die. The fight or flight approach remains a battle in the mind of most kid victims, okay? But then, is it advisable to confront and exhibit bravery when in danger? Now, some callers had called the previous hour and said when they took the decision to go ahead and confront, it was them being led by God. So if God had not told them do something, they probably wouldn't have done anything and they would have waited. And they are not advising too that you should go ahead and confront and do anything. Now, I also mentioned taking some self-defense classes for the purpose of saving yourself in a dangerous situation. I know some parents who have enrolled their children in taekwondo classes, in martial art classes, and all of this was to ensure that nobody bullies their child or nobody attacks their child. If the child were attacked, they will know exactly what to do. I've also shared about videos that are circulating online as we speak, what to do if you get into your car and someone is trying to strangle you and all of that. I also mentioned that courtesy of NYC orientation camp for 21 days, some of us had the privilege to learn a little bit of martial art, you know, on armed combat. And whether or not we choose to put all of these things into practice is determinant on a lot of things. State of mind, maybe the spirit of God leading you, maybe your determination and say, if I perish, I perish. But these people will not be able to take my money or take my phone or take whatever it is that is valuable, including my life. I said I was going to share a personal experience of a family friend I knew. The husband was kidnapped, ransom was paid. In the end, they still killed the man. Until today, you know, how they were even able to find out. These people killed the man, buried him or dumped him in a soccer way, and she was waiting. I've paid the ransom. Where's my husband? And the husband, this is like how many years ago? So who knew the situation? Who knew? Did he try to attack these kidnappers and then they killed him? Or was he just patiently waiting for the ransom to be paid? And they collected the money and still killed him. We do not know. He's not alive to tell the story. Most victims will not be alive to tell the story. Hence, you may want to think through whatever you do at that time. Now, I'm going to read some of your tweets, starting with this one from Festus Adebayo. And he says, whatever you do while angry is not always right. When you're in danger, you're really angry. Chida Edwin on Facebook says, that's quite societal and should not be encouraged, because I remember the words of Abiola, that when a situation turns to become a rape, you pretend as though you are enjoying it, and this should be the case because it's better to be alive to tell the story. Whoa, interesting. Adukumona Joy says, good afternoon, Didi. For this kind of thing, it depends on the situation. One has to weigh the options. Sometimes you can display bravery, while at times you live to fight another day. For example, there was a time two guys accosted me, accusing me of going out with one of the guy's girlfriend. They had knives on them. Me, I could know say some karate tricks. I could know some karate tricks due to trainings I had during school days. So I stunned the two of them with sweet kicks and ran away. But another occasion, seven guys accosted me in front of an ATM. They had guns. Waiting karate one doing the presence of guns against seven men. Even though I could have taken on a few of them, but I knew it was just folly. There were seven and they had guns. I just submitted to them. They robbed me and I'm alive to tell the story. So I think it depends on the situation. If it's a matter of life and death, though, do all you can to stay alive. Achebe says, it is good to be brave, but sometimes it's better to be a coward. The brave ones will one day submit to the burial mat. Who bravery help? David, send that in. Compliments of the season, Madam Didi N. No, it's DDW. Thank God we're on holiday and I have 3 hours to listen to your show daily. It takes more than a living being to use bare hands to fight people with weapons. In those days where do we watch? In those days where we do watch war film, whenever the boss or the actor is being arrested, they don't fight immediately. There's always time to fight back, not alone, especially when weapons are involved. Perez, you need a lot of bishak, bishak. Okay, Nigerian phone number to report an emergency, a black lesbian. Okay, we'll do something about that. Someone says, good afternoon, Didi. Courage is a very good attribute. In this kind of scenario, one needs to follow his or her conviction at such point. This is the kind of scene that a coward can turn brave and a brave individual turn coward. Exactly as a survivor narrator, there is a lead-in before that action that we can't tell. What other does and survive, another may do and will not. Life is very spiritual and personal. Thank you. I am Michael. Thank you, Michael. Didi, this life is risk, and sometimes not taking risks can be risky. So, some risks are meant to be taken, even if your life is involved. Simply goodness from Pitakwa. Good afternoon, Denise Walu. The risk that she took was a calculated one because it was only one person that had gun and the other was holding cutlass or knife. While the other victims were not encouraged to help or assist in overpowering the kidnappers, meaning she was on her own. In a nutshell, it's not in every situation that we should fight armed people because anything can happen. Round face from Rume Kini. And Judoka Mashalad. Okay. Okay. Thank you. Good afternoon, presenter. All those things are in American movies, though. When they show you met a gun, you be humble. The bottom line is just to observe the situation before you can exhibit your defense skills. Else, let someone not go and die a yeah, death. Chima Ronaldo from Port Harcourt. So there's no yeah, yeah, then there's yeah, yeah one. I was confronted with a cobra in February this year in my kitchen. Thank God my pregnant wife and children are out by that time. I thought of running, but stood my ground and killed it. Though it also bit me and I landed in the hospital for 2 days. Thank God I survived. Kingsley Nogbunabali. Good afternoon, Didi. In confronting when in danger, one has to be very careful. The confrontation could save and as well could lead to death. The best thing to do when in danger is to remain calm and be calculative. There will be no gold medal for you when you confront and die in it. But you have only succeeded in putting your family members and loved ones in pains. Armed robbers attacked a keke man, wanted to snatch the keke from him. The keke man dragged with the robbers, they shot him and he died. The robbers still collected the keke from him. The keke driver died and Port Harcourt did not shut down. Who is the loser here? Christy from Port Harcourt. Someone says, it's safe to obey the man with the gun. Fred, send that in. Sun Melody in Port Harcourt says, all my life, I have always been brave in the face of dangerous confrontation. One that readily comes to mind, years ago, I had a phone shop. To any day I close, I do pack it home. On this very day, around 8, was going home, 3 guys on bike ran into me while they were struggling to pack and jumped down. I started running. They were shouting, shoot, shoot. I didn't stop. My friend could not summon the courage. Her phone was taken from her, but I escaped with all my phones intact. While it's dangerous, but I choose to always be brave. Can I squeeze in one final call? I think I can. 070-0923-0923-070-0923-0923. And then WhatsApp and Telegram number 0809-0306-4169. You're in for a good afternoon. Welcome.
Hello, good afternoon, Lucy.
Good afternoon. Welcome. Go ahead. Welcome.
The company somehow depend on your smartness. No? Depend on your smartness. Without you reason and then you confirm, but if you see that they are not smart enough, just avoid.
All right, then. If you think you're not smart enough, just avoid. Thank you. Final caller. Nigerian Phil, good afternoon. Apologies, I lost that call. Unfortunately, this is all we have time for. We have a commercial break coming up, and thereafter, his story. I don't know. They say in the holy books, wisdom is profitable to direct, right? Like I said earlier, me, Denise, I never want to find myself in that situation. But if it does happen, it will be a proceed, the process of, see, long story short, I would have to think a lot and weigh my options and be objective and understand the situation. You know, sometimes they use these guns that are not even real guns. They are toy guns. And a friend of mine once said that, "It go pain me." This is me using her exact words. "It go pain me. Say I give them my tin, can discover say na toy gun them being used." But you never can tell. Be careful. Be safe. But most importantly, above all, be wise. Thank you so much for being a part of this conversation.